How exactly do the rich keep getting richer and more powerful while income inequality and the wealth gap continue to grow? Greed might be part of the answer, along with systemic inequities, but a big part of the problem is secrecy. The lack of transparency at the heart of our economic system is the subject of Raymond Baker's new book, Invisible Trillions: How Financial Secrecy is Imperiling Capitalism and Democracy and the Way to Renew Our Broken System. Raymond is a businessman, an author, and a widely respected expert on corruption and money laundering. He served as a guest scholar at the Brookings Institution and is a co-founder of the DC Forum, which advocates for financial transparency and accountability to strengthen democracy and capitalism. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
I'm Raymond Baker. I spent 35 years in business all over the globe and then segued into the think tank world 25 years ago. I focused on dirty money, that is, illicit financial flows that undermine how economies and democracies operate. My new book is Invisible Trillions: How Financial Secrecy is Imperiling Capitalism and Democracy and the Way to Renew Our Broken System. Let me be clear where I'm coming from. When I graduated from Harvard Business School in 1960, I had no idea, not in the furthest reaches of my imagination, that capitalism might someday undermine democracy. The preceding 15 years post-World War II marked, at least in the United States, what was perhaps the highest level of responsible capitalism ever achieved. Veterans retrained for new jobs, employment rose, investment soared, relations between labor and management were generally good, banks and corporations promoted balanced growth, and consumption rose. Every indication suggested that these favorable trends would continue. But then something happened, and now I'd like to share with you five big ideas from my book explaining what happened and where we are today. Big idea number one: the motivations underpinning capitalism have changed. Over the last half century, I have watched something utterly fundamental happen within the democratic capitalist system. The original pillars of democracy have not fundamentally changed since their formation in the late 1700s. Popular vote, rule of law, representative legislatures, and protection of minority rights still guide our democratic aspirations. However, the original pillars of capitalism are now radically altered. These pillars, also conceived in the late 1700s, were formulated around making profits, spreading wealth, and generating public goods. But across recent decades, capitalism has taken on the ulterior motive of masking income, disguising income in the trillions of dollars annually and wealth in the tens of trillions of dollars cumulatively. Secrecy has become as important as profitability, generating, moving, and sheltering money in ways that are beyond the oversight and control of the organs of democracy. That is, beyond the control of legislators and regulators, is a recent phenomenon in capitalist operations. Big idea number two: this new motivation is powered by an overarching financial secrecy system. We have created a financial secrecy system that now facilitates perhaps half of global economic operations. What is this system? There are several main components. First are tax havens and secrecy jurisdictions, where lawyers and accountants can handle your affairs without identifying you. No one outside this circle can see what is going on. A second component is disguised corporations. In these entities, no record is kept of who owns the businesses. Tens of millions have been set up across the world. The United States created more than any other country. A third component is anonymous trust accounts. These let you conduct business without anyone knowing with whom they are doing business. Fake foundations are a fourth component of this structure. You can create a charitable foundation. You can donate your money to your charitable foundation, and you can designate yourself as the beneficiary of the charity of your foundation. In this way, you can escape taxes and accountability at every step of the way. A fifth component is a broad range of specialized money laundering techniques that are used to handle particular types of financial transactions. And then finally, governments intentionally leave holes in the laws of their countries that enable money to move through this financial secrecy system and end up in our economies. Sitting in the middle of this financial secrecy system is the practice of falsified trade. This is trade conducted with invoice prices differing from real value. I have never known a multinational, multi-billion dollar, multi-product corporation that did not use falsified trades to shift money across borders in unseen ways. This has become completely normalized in international business. The United States of America is the biggest user of this financial secrecy system that I have described, and the United States is the biggest recipient of dirty money flowing from around the world and finally finding a home in our own economy. Big idea number three, financial secrecy worsens crime and corruption. Just as corporations and banks use these financial secrecy structures to move and hide money, so too do criminals, corrupt government officials, and terrorist financiers. And here is a key point. Many people think that we in the richer Western countries are the innocent victims of the terrible practices of drug dealers and human traffickers and money launderers and kleptocrats. Not correct. We in the richer countries have created and expanded every single element of the modern financial secrecy system. Not a single element of this system has been thought up by those other people we like to blame. No, this system and the harms it causes are not something that is done to us. It is something that is done by us. The reality of this system and its operations means that we cannot effectively fight against drugs, human trafficking, counterfeiting, illegal logging and fishing and mining and organ trade, illegal arms trafficking, and more. We cannot succeed fighting against the bad guys when we make it so easy to move and shelter the money generated by the bad guys. We are failing in the fight against these ills because we provide the system that enables them to move and shelter their profits. Big idea number four, secrecy drives economic inequality. Even with all these ills I've talked about, the greatest impact of the financial secrecy system is on inequality, economic inequality. This is without question a huge problem in the 21st century. When I got my MBA in 1960, the ratio of executive salaries and workers' wages in the United States was 20 to 1. Today, this ratio is more than 350 to 1. Today, we live in a world where the richest 1% have as much wealth as the remaining 99%. Much of this soaring inequality has been enabled by the financial secrecy system. This system is designed to help the rich make, move, and hide their money through mechanisms that are simply not available to or even visible to the middle class and the poor. Let's take that figure of 20 to 1 in 1960, the ratio of top pay and average wages. Had that ratio been maintained through to today, the middle class would be better off by $50 trillion. That's trillion with a T. Research has shown that millions of Americans believe that they will not be as well off as their parents. This is deeply disheartening. In other words, the angst that exists in the middle class in America, and indeed in many other countries, has factual roots, has realities that contribute in a major way to political discontent. Big idea number five, democratic capitalism is at risk. Severe imbalance now characterizes the way democracy and capitalism are functioning. For decades, even centuries, we've taken it for granted that one supports the other. These two systems should be working in sync to spread liberty and prosperity. Democracy is expected to offer equal political rights to its citizens. Capitalism should offer fair economic opportunities to its participants. Instead, these two guiding tenets are becoming decoupled, no longer operating in sync. The capitalist side of the equation is running out of control, eroding the social contract, facilitating crime and corruption, evading obligations, maximizing income and wealth inequalities, and thus jeopardizing democracy. I lay the onus for these outcomes primarily on underperforming capitalism rather than on a collection of other societal problems. Rebalancing capitalism and democracy is certainly one of the most difficult and important challenges facing the world in the 21st century. This is a critical issue around which much of the fate of political economy will turn. As currently practiced, our two prevailing doctrines, democracy and capitalism, are not working well together and will not get us through the 21st century. Now, taking into consideration these five big ideas, you might ask, okay, can anything be done? Most certainly, yes. We need to instill democracy and accountability much more firmly into capitalism. I devote a long chapter of Invisible Trillions to a discussion of measures available to strengthen transparency and accountability. Not a single aspect of these measures, these steps that can be taken, is technically difficult. All are matters of political will. Let me be clear in closing. I believe that democratic capitalism is the best invention within political economy yet devised, but it is being damaged, terribly damaged, if not destroyed, by ill motivations and ill dealings within one of its components, capitalism, far more so than within its companion component, democracy. We are dealing with a systemic threat, an existential threat to shared economic and political progress in the 21st century. Change must come if the hinge of political economy is to pivot towards strengthening both equality and justice. The stakes could not be higher. Thank you for listening. I look forward to continuing this dialogue with you in the months and even years to come.
Thank you, Raymond. That was five big ideas from Invisible Trillions, How Financial Secrecy is Imperiling Capitalism and Democracy and the Way to Renew Our Broken System. Also, have a listen to our book bite for The White Wall, How Big Finance Bankrupts Black America by Emily Flitter. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.